Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chal Daf Yud Zayin in the Oizel Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in beginning of Aloch Aleph, at the beginning of the Gemara. Says the Gemara at the top of Amud Aleph, Peirus Chutz La'aretz V'chulei. We learn in the beginning of the Mishnah, the fruits of Chutz La'aretz went into Eretz Yisrael, they're obligated in Chal. They went out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and then it's a Machlokes, it says you're Chayav in Chal, or Bekiba says you're Potter. Says the Gemara, Ksiv el ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shoma. Shoma atem chayovim, en atem chayovim chutz la'aretz. So the word brings a drasha of the pasuk, so regardless where the source of the fruits are from Eretz Yisrael, or from chutz la'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael the chayav and chal. That's the drasha of the pasuk. Asher ani mevi eschem shoma, there you're obligated in chal. So what tani zu divir ha'meir, that goes with our mishnah, that in Eretz Yisrael you have regardless, if it went out of Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz, there you have a machlekes. Avadi v'Rabbi Yudo, Rabbi Yudo learns differently. Peir is Chutz La'aretz shenichasu la'aretz. If there was fruits of Chutz La'aretz going to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Elazar poiter, Rabbi Akiva mechayev. Rabbi Yudo quotes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva argue when the fruits of Chutz La'aretz went into Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're potter when they're in Eretz Yisrael because they came from Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Akiva is mechayev. I mean, you do go based on the source of the fruit. And the reason is that Rekiva goes based on Gilgul, when you made the dough. So even though the fruits came from Chutz La'aretz, but the dough is done in Eretz Yisrael, so you're Chayav and Chal. But Rabbi Elazar goes based on the source. And this is the opposite of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said everybody agrees that when it goes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you are Chayav. When it goes out, so then you have the Machlekes. The Rabbi Akiva is Poiter because the Gilgul was in Chutz La'aretz, and Rabbi Elazar is Mechayav. Says the Gemara, my time in the Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lechem ha'aretz, loy lechem chutz la'aretz. In this, lechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not from chutz la'aretz. My time in Rabbi Akiva, el ha'aretz ha'shem vi eschem shama, bring you to the land of Eretz Yisrael, shama atem chayovim bein be'peres ha'aretz, bein be'peres chutz la'aretz, the same drasha we mentioned before. According to our mayor, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds in this machlekes. Mami karim ha'belozo time in Rabbi Akiva. What will Rabbi Elazar learn with the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva? El ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama, beperis ha'aretz. When you go there, and you're going to be chayav in the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, then you chayav over there. Chavura b'shem Elazar, Rabba b'shem Elazar, Rav Hillel b'shem Shimon Lakish, they all said, kach meishi Rabbi Akiva b'shem Elazar. That's Rabbi Akiva answered to Rabbi Elazar. Inat moidi li b'shaho shenichasu Yisrael la'aretz, umatzu kimchi mesolto shim chayavim b'chalo. Don't you agree? When Yisrael went and conquered Eretz Yisrael, they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they go into a house of a guy that lived in Eretz Yisrael before, and they found over there different types of flowers, kemach and soil is fine flower. Is that chayav and chala? Velav gedulei pturu? And there everybody agrees that you're chayav and chala, as I'm going to explain in a moment. But when it grew, when it was growing from the ground, it was still not, didn't have dishes Eretz Yisrael. Because Yisrael did not conquer the land. So they grew in Ptur, but now when Yisrael conquered the land, it's Chayav and Chal. So says Rabbi Akiva, that's the same thing like Peirus Chutzot going into Eretz Yisrael. They grew in Ptur, they grew without obligation, but now they're Chayav. For who mikabel mino? And Rabbi Elazar heard this question, and he did not have the answer to the question. Omar Beis Tivani, I have a question. If Rabbi Akiva Moisev is Rabbi Elazar mikabel mino, how does it bring a raya from there? Tamarat shlenichas ulo lemafreya yosho. So the answer is very simple. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not conquering the land from here. Once you conquer it, then Kedushas Haaretz starts. No, once Am Yisrael conquered the land, retroactively belongs to them from before. Tamar avuna mishuva mishuva barachman lezarecho etein en ksivkan. When a Kishbohu tells Avraham Avinu, that Am Yisrael getting Eretz Yisrael, did not say Am Yisrael are going to get Eretz Yisrael in the future. But Lazarcho Nosati, Kvar Nosati. I already gave Am Yisrael the land right away. In other words, once Am Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, retroactively belongs to them, Lemafreya, going backwards. So that's the reason when they found flowers in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Chayav and Chalo because retroactively was theirs from before. What will Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar darshens? That it says clearly in the pasuk lechem haaretz, the bread of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara b'sfino shenichnasa la'aretz. Meaning Rabbi Akiva darshens any fruits, any flour in Eretz Yisrael is chayav in challah. But if the flour was not done in Eretz Yisrael, it's flour from Chutz Lartz, and it was baked once it went into Eretz Yisrael, how was that possible? It came in a boat into the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So b'sfina shenichasa la'aretz, you have a boat going to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. In kirmur panel, if the bread, if the crust began in Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara David Zayin with base, minachut v'lifrin, the chut, as we'll see soon, is the border of Eretz Yisrael. So once it passed the border, and that's when the crust began, chayevet. Minachut v'lachut, chut v'lachut p'turo. But if it's outside of the border, outside of the stream, which is the border of Eretz Yisrael, if that's where the crust started, so then it's p'tur min chala. Meaning what the Torah is telling you, lechem ha'aretz, is anything that became lechem, that the crust became an Eretz Yisrael, is chayav in challah, it's a special k'seras ha'kasuv, and the one's going to address it also a little bit later. So while daiti de Rabbi Akiva, he sfinoso, he isa sagoi. He echnasoso. Meaning, doesn't matter if you go in a boat, or you have a dough of a goy, or when they go into Eretz Yisrael, shakol hoylech achak kriba batanar. All goes based on the crust. The cross is the one defines if this is chayav b'chal or not chayav b'chal. Why do chachamim have a kivu b'achnasos l'oritz shakol olech achakriyu b'tonah? But chachamim, even though they argue regarding aisav chutz l'oritz or v'goy, but when they went into Eretz Yisrael in the beginning, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so then you do go based on the crust. Min ma'ad the kivu meisir ablazov u'mikalvin. How do we know that one and agree? Because Rabbi Akiva before asked the question to Rabbi Elazar, he says, "What are you going to do with the fact that we went to Eretz Yisrael and your chayav and all the flowers that they found there?" And Rabbi Elazar did not want to answer. That means Rabbi Elazar agrees that when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, the flowers they found over there is chayav and challah. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda book, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks a question to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. B'shal shenichesu Yisrael la'aretz umatzu komo lacha ma'u shtei asur mishu chadosh. So he spoke now until now about challah. Now the Gemara shifts into Chodosh. He went to Eretz Yisrael and they found a kamulacha, which means a pile of grain which is still moist, which is not fully dried. Is there a problem with Chodosh? Can you not eat it until you bring Korban Oimer? Amar Leil Amaloi, of course, there is Eisu Chodosh. Similar to what we said by Chalot, Chavin Chalot, it is also Chodosh. Ad Kedoin Locho, Afilu Yivesho. So that's if it's still moist and it's still not fully dry. So there's still a process to happen to the grain. What happens if the grain is completely dry, completely ripe? Is it still Eisu Chodosh? Amalei Afilu Yivesho, Afilu Ktsura. Even if it's dry, and even if it's already harvested, already cut off, and it's wheat standing outside, it's Chayav and Chodosh. There's Eisu Chodosh. Similar to what we said by Challah, the once, even though it's already ready, it's already flour, it's Chayav and Challah. Me'ato Afilu Chitim Ba'aliyah. So according to you, even if you find wheat that it's stored in the storage from a year ago, it's still chayav chodesh. Kach ani oimer lo yoichlu Yisrael matzo b'leila Pesach. So he says, if that's the case, how would Am Yisrael were able to eat matzo on the night of Pesach? When did Am Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael? They went into Eretz Yisrael in Yud Nisan, on the 10th of Nisan. Right, 4 days later comes the night, comes Leil Pesach. All the flour there is also b'chodesh until Tetzai Nisan, until the 60s of Nisan, when you bring Korban Oimer. So how did Am Yisrael have flour to eat matzah? Omar Rav Yoino, mean the nafkis. Once I left the room, Tois, the loyal Amrule, I should have told him. I thought to myself, why didn't I tell him? Shani, the answer is simple. Shemitzas aser doich lemitzas loisas. The mitzvah of eating matzah was doich the loisas of not to eat chodesh. So you're right. There is a yisur chodesh, but the aser doich loisas, the aser of eating matzah pushes away the love of not eating chodesh. Says the word that you chesam with aleph. That's very good. I'll die to the avyoina do Omar. Mitzas ase doiche beloisa se al bishayin ksuva betzido nicho. According to Rabbi the holds that whenever you have an s against a loisa se, regardless where it's written, always the s is doiche beloisa se. That is the classic s doiche loisa se that we have in Shas Bavli. You have a to do, and you have a not to do. So the to do pushes away the not to do, regardless where it's written. But I'll die to the abbreviation of Omar. Ein mitzvah zeh doichel mitzvah beloy sase. Elen ken oysu ksuvo betzido. But abbreviation holds the esther doichel loy sase is only when the esther is written right next to the loy sase. As Rav Chaim points out, you learn from Kilayim, that with Kilayim it says that you're not allowed to wear kilayim, and then it says gedilin taslecha. Right next to it, it says you can wear tzitzis. So from there, you learn the tzitzis you can do from kilayim. But the es has to be written right near the lois aseh in order for es to be doich lois aseh. Here, the es of eating matzah is not written next to the lois aseh of chodosh. So according to that, you can answer that es says doich lois aseh. So we go back to the original question: how did Am Yisrael eat matzah the night of Pesach? What about the Yisrael of Chodosh? That all the tvuah that they found in Eretz Yisrael was at the Yisrael of Chodosh. And then once they come with another answer, as we go into the next daf. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo, daf Yud Zayin.